Hey, 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 welcome to the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. I am your host, Relinda, and I am here as your coach, your spiritual advisor, to guide you through your healing while dropping some spiritual wisdom Jesus nuggets. The Psalms of My Emotions comes from my testimony of overcoming emotional turmoil that ultimately led me to my purpose. And my prayers for this podcast is that it will lead you all that are listening to your purpose while gaining the tools in the podcast for your healing. Let us hop right into another episode and let the healing begin. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Emotion Monday. I'm actually on here and it's a Monday. I was doing a couple of weeks where I was on here like Tuesdays because Mondays, I'm just so run down. I'm still tired, but I'm fighting through it today. So I'm so excited about today's topic. This actually was going to be a thought of the day, but I felt like I needed a little bit more time to kind of explain my thought. Usually the thought of the days that I do, it's 20 minutes. Usually they go directly to my podcast. Sometimes I do it live. Just depends on, you know, what I want to do or what's going on. But most of the time, they're not live. I try to do them live, but they're recorded. They're uploaded on my podcast, all the podcast platforms, pretty much. You just search for the Psalms of My Emotions podcast, and it's usually on there. So welcome to Emotion Monday. If this is your first time joining in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Your first time watching one of these episodes. I always pray that this gives someone some confirmation. I hope your weekend has went well. If not, you know, here's some Jesus nuggets to chew on that may be confirming and that may help you give you a push throughout the rest of the week. So that is my aim. I pray that it does heal in some capacity. That is the ministry that God has given me, is about healing and dealing with emotions, especially while you're walking with God. You know, a lot of times people don't understand or know how to explain to someone how to maneuver through their emotions with while you're walking with God. Everything is not hunky-dory. You still have feelings. You still feel things. And they're real, right? But they're not an accurate indicator on how to, you know, go forward with things. So usually I use this to just kind of help people muddle through their emotions, how they feel, you know, especially while walking with God. Most of the time I deal with the elephant in the room. You know, that is the whole thing with my logo, is that I deal with the elephant in the room by using godly wisdom, you know, using what God gives me to solve the issue, to help heal the problem, you know, that we may be facing. But anyways, I have to give that disclaimer, and also to let my podcast listeners know that this is also live. So if you hear me responding to people or reading something, it's because I am live at this time. So if you want to, for my podcast listeners, if you want to ever move from being a podcast listener, you are welcome to look at the live videos on my YouTube channel. And it is the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. And I also have a Facebook group under the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. I like to keep everything consistent so everyone can search for it pretty easily. And make sure that you subscribe. If you are viewing from the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you will know when I'm on. Not only am I on Mondays, like I said, sometimes if I get a thought of the day, it will let you know when I am live. Okay, so welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to get right into this topic. And some of you know the hashtag. If you don't, it is let the healing begin. So we're going to go ahead and let the healing begin. Like I said, this was going to be a thought of the day. And it's how to respond when God speaks. How to respond when God speaks. And I was sitting in my living room one day and God was kind of, you know, ministering to me. He was stating that his people don't know how to respond, you know, to him speaking to them. You know, there are a lot of them that know how to, you know, can hear him in some capacity, but they don't know what to do with it. Right? You don't know what to do with the information. You don't know what God is talking about. Or sometimes we may feel like we do, and we've never really came to God and asked for clear direction. And I'm going to get all into it. So we're going to go ahead and get started. So first of all, before we even get on how to respond when God speaks, let's get on what is it like when God speaks, you know? So I kind of jumped ahead into the response factor. And I didn't want to quickly get into that without kind of explaining, you know, what is it like when God speaks? You know, it's not most of the time it's not audible, right? It's not, people look for audible. People look for God to speak in this deep, profound voice, you know, this deep voice, like, you know, him calling your name, clouds parting, you know, just like he did with Jesus, you know, saying like, this is my beloved son whom I am well pleased. It doesn't happen like that all the time. And I'm not limiting God to that, you know, but it doesn't happen like that all the time. Most of the time when God speaks, it's like he speaks in a still, soft voice. And that's why he tells us in scripture, you know, we have to be still. Right? We have to be in those quiet moments. We have to be in those spaces where we can hear him and hear him accurately. And, you know, those are those peaceful places that if you move too much or if you're too busy, you know, you will be, it's quick to miss him. It's quick to miss his voice. For me personally, it's a knowing, right? It is a knowing. It sounds like my voice. You know, like I'm talking and then it sounds like my voice most of the time, but it's, sometimes it's like annoying. Like I don't actually hear. It's like I'm getting directions and I'm acting on it. It could be through prayer, through dreams, right? I always say that nature is the best teacher. Nature is where you can get the best sermon in the world. Nature will preach. Right. And, you know, God creates everything. You know, he creates the birds. He creates all these little creatures and everything around here, the trees, everything. And he often speaks through it. But sometimes we're so busy that we can't catch it. We can't catch him. Right. So, you know, sometimes we can overlook it. And because we're expecting, like I said, this audible voice, this big display, this big show, we will often miss him. So what's it like when God speaks is, like I said, it depends, you know, but the only way that you would know is that when you get into his presence, you worship him, you pray, you'll start to get, you know, the first time it'll be bumpy, but you'll learn, right? And then once you learn, you know his voice. You know when he's speaking to you. You know, in the Bible, it often states, you know, well, it does state that, you know, my sheep will know my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, you know, they won't know. They won't follow a stranger's voice. But his sheep, his children, those that belong to him will know his voice. So you will definitely know his voice. But it comes with a constant seek, right? A constant finding out, wanting to know what he has to say about you, what he has to say about your life, what he has to say about the direction, you know, that it's going. So I wanted to clear that out and put that out there. You know, what is it like when God speaks? So I get this question, you know, when God does speak, and, you know, from my mentees and from those that I disciple, you know, well, how do I know? How do I know that's God speaking? How do I know that's not, you know, the enemy speaking to me? You know, how do I know? You know, those are questions that I get. And then how do I respond? God told me this, but I don't know what to do, you know, with this information. Or they'll jump ahead, you know, according to what you already know. And I'm here to tell you how dangerous that is, you know, going off of your own wisdom, going off of your own knowledge will lead you astray when God speaks to you, right? When he speaks to you, sometimes it can seem like it's so clear and concise, but it still requires a response, right? You guys probably don't understand what I'm saying, but even though he is speaking, it does require a response. So I ran across Isaiah 55. And I almost wanted to do just 8-9, but it took me from 6-9. I'll start from verse 6. And it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." 7 states, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him..." See, I can't stand when I just write stuff. That's why I screenshot things. "Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." So verse 7 is, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." I'm going to emphasize this even more. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I wanted to emphasize specifically verse 8-9, because I think we overlook this so much, especially as Christians. And like I said, you know, this is for those that you may know God is speaking to you and you hear a clear word, you know, whether it's through his vessel or whether it's through, you know, prayer time, your personal devotion, your Bible time, you know, God has said something to you, right? I could use this for example. Let's say he told you to, I don't know, maybe that you're going to get a house, or he's going to promote you. No, that's even better. Let's say you heard God say he's going to promote you. So automatically, with our thoughts, with our understanding, we're going to take that and assume it's something, you know, especially let's say if you are waiting to get promoted on your job, you hear that God is going to promote you, right? You hear that and you're going to take that and you're going to be expecting a promotion from your job. And then the days will go by, the months will go by, and you're like, "God, you said you were going to give me a promotion," right? And he's going to, you know, respond to you, you know, depending on the posture and the position of your heart and the way how you are ready to receive anything, because he knows when you're ready to receive something. And depending on the timing of that, he's going to be like, "I never told you that." And you're going to be like, "God, you told me I was getting a promotion." He's going to be like, "I didn't tell you that." So the thing is, the proper response to that is, you know, when God tells you something like that, like I said, I'm using this example where he says, "Okay, you're going to get a promotion." Your correct response to God is like, "Okay, God, what is the promotion?" Because the thing is, you know, in our understanding, we're thinking like, promotion, God, okay, I need a promotion on my job. But he might be telling you, I'm going to promote you in the spirit, right? He's going to promote you in the things of the spirit. He's going to promote you in, you know, maybe your maturity level, right? But automatically we assume it's something that we want because that's the level and the degree of our understanding. Because we're not responding accurately to God. We hear it, we take it, we run. You know, you're not responding to him. And I'm going to tell you why it's so responsible to, why it's so important that you respond to him, and that is what he demands. You know, I'll get to it after I explain some things. We have to go to God, and he often says it in the Bible about being children. right? Being childlike in front of them. So when you think about a child coming to their parents, you know, a child always asks their parents questions. A child always comes with, you know, they don't know. They have all these questions. They have all of these things in their mind that they want to know the answers to. And they're asking everything, right? Because they really don't know. God wants us to be like that when we're seeking him, when we're worshiping him, when we have our time with him. Come to him empty-minded and just blank, right? Like, God, I'm coming to you for answers because I know you're the only one that has them for me. You're the only one that has direction in my life. And I tell people often, you know, I'll tell my mentees, I'll tell those that I disciple, that you don't go to God thinking that you know everything. You don't go to God thinking that you have all the answers, because what room does that leave for God to pour into you or for him to mold you in any kind of way? What's going to happen is that you're going to argue with him, right? You're going to put your ways above his ways. You're going to put your thoughts above his thoughts. And he's the one that created you. You know, I think I said it on here, a quote I've saw from a, I watched a YouTube channel, and the woman of God was saying, you know, how she had an encounter with God. And he said, you know, how is the creature telling the creator what to do? Right. You know, so if you think about it like that, you didn't create yourself, right? There is a creator that creates. So he knows everything about you, right? Even down to the number of hairs that you have on your head. He knows, you know, your heart, because we don't know our heart, right? It says it in the Bible. We don't know our hearts. He knows the inner workings of our hearts. So when you go to God thinking that you know, especially in prayer, you go to God in prayer thinking that you know, praying, you know, and telling God and demanding God to do this thing, you're not leaving room for him to mold, you know, your relationship with him, to grow that relationship, you know, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but, you know, even speaking from that example, you know, we can't just take a promotion. Oh, I know what it is. You got to go to God and get, like I said, act like you don't even know what promotion means, right? That's how I go to God all the time. I'm always constantly asking God questions because I want to make room in my mind for him to stretch it, for him to expand it far beyond what I know, right? Because I know if he's asking me something and it's too simple, I know he's about to blow my mind with a revelation. Right? I know he's going to blow my mind. That's what I do in study, right? If I'm studying for a sermon or something like that, I'm constantly asking questions. I don't go through the Bible like I know, right? I go through the Bible as this, like just completely, I don't know. I don't know what's going on because I want God to show me, right? I want him to show me the mysterious things. I want him to show me the things that are hidden, you know, and only he knows what's hidden. I don't know what's hidden. So me going to the Bible, you know, with that approach that I know, it's only so much he's going to give me. I'm not going to get the revelation that is not only for me to preach and teach, but I'm not going to get the revelation that's going to mold my life. I'm not going to get the revelation that's going to mature me in the spirit. Right. If I go into that thing already knowing, right, it's a good thing to study and to know certain things, but I don't want to even get so common with the Bible. Right. I always want to approach it with a clean slate, a clean mindset, a clean, just everything, clean heart. You know, I pray before I open it, like, God, you know, anything that is causing me to look at it wrong, help me. Right. I don't even want to approach it that way because, it's, you know, it's a sacred book. Full of mysteries. But anyways, so you go to God and he tells you about the promotion or whatever, and he tells you exactly what he wants. Then he tells you and you're like, what? It's like it stems more questions and enough room for you to even ask even the more. This is how you get close with God, right? With these responses. Let's say he tells you to have a conference or something. God, what kind of conference do you want me to have? Right? He tells you he wants you to do a podcast. God, What kind of podcast is this? Right? What do you want it to look like? What is the aim? What do you, who, you know, how do you want me to put it out? What colors do you want me to use? What is it for? Right? And he ministers, like I said, your relationship starts to tighten when he explains things, right? And it's like you're so at his feet that you just love to hear him responding to your questions, responding because he's like, she really wants to do this, or he or she really wants to do this the way how I intended it. And then it's like that's how you built that trust with him as well, right? Like I said, this is like kind of a little deeper, you know, thing, but I felt led to explain that, you know, because we're doing a lot of, we take it and we run. And God said, he's like, they're not responding to me. They're not asking me anything, right? They're not getting the deep understanding that I want them to get. And then when something goes wrong, then he's like, they run to me and like, what did I do wrong? And this thing is like, you didn't respond, right? You didn't ask questions. You didn't ask for the blueprint. You already felt like you had the blueprint. You thought you already had the plan already laid out. You never asked me how you wanted this thing to go. Because the way how you wanted to plan out and pan out, it's little. It's, you know, you are kind of minimizing, you know, the whole plan that I have for this thing, because you feel like you know what this means or you know what this is. You know, he's like, he'll let you go with it sometimes if you're stubborn and listening to him. They're like, go ahead. You think you know how this is supposed to go? Go ahead. Because he knows you're going to come back to him and say, God, what happened? Right? And so it's a correct way to respond to him. You know, like I said, you ask questions. You go to him and like a blank canvas. I don't know. And that is the problem. And I might step on some toes. That is the problem that he has with the religious spirit, right? When you have a religious spirit, when you think of what you do religiously, you tend to do things without thinking. You tend to do things because it's a routine. It's a ritual. Right? It's something that you don't have to think about it. This is the way I do it. This is the way I'm always going to do it. And it leaves no room, you know, for God to move, right? Yeah, you didn't ask for the blueprint, for the vision. You know, it doesn't give God enough time to move or room to move. You know, that's why he doesn't like the religious spirit, because now you have control over that thing, right? Now you feel like, okay, I know how this is supposed to go, but you think about it. When have you stopped and asked God, how is this supposed to go? How do you want it done today? Right? Because we can do things and keep on doing it, but you're not asking God, how do you want it done today? You know, I know this is what we usually do, but what do you want done today? And you will find, you know, that he may do something different every day. He might keep, you know, what you're doing. But that he just wants you to make room for him, right? In everything that you do, even though he is responding to you, he always wants you to make room for him. You know, that was something that God, a word that God gave me during the pandemic, you know, 2020, was to make room for him. And it was funny because even when he was giving me that, you know, I had a trial sermon, and the thing that God had dealt with me was with Mary and Martha, right? He was kind of showing me, he's like, you know, you were both. You were Martha. He said, now you're stepping into being Mary, where you're sitting at my feet. You're waiting for me to respond, right? You're waiting for the answers. You're not acting like you know how this day is going to go. You're not acting like you know how these things are going to go. He said, now you're in the right position and the right posture. This is how I always want my children to be. See, Martha, she knew the rules. She knew what to do when certain, you know, especially men of God came into the house. She knew what to do, right? But she was missing the best part. right? She was missing those spiritual impartations, right? You know, even in so much, Martha, you know, even further in that story, further along, you know, her brother Lazarus dies, right? And here comes Jesus, you know, Mary was, you know, they both was upset. But Mary's approach was that she already declared him dead. Like, you know, he's dead. You know, what are you going to do about it? I know how this thing is going to go. You know, I know about the afterlife. I know he's going to go to heaven. I know how this thing is going to go. And Jesus was like, I am the resurrection, right? You know, nothing is final unless I say so, right? You didn't ask me anything about this situation. You just looked at it and declared it done according to your understanding, right? According to your thoughts, according to what you're used to, that you weren't open to the possibility that a miracle could be done, right? You didn't even come to a revelation of who I am because you were too busy in that kitchen trying to make sure things are in alignment according to your understanding. So, you know, that's the dangerous thing. You know, a lot of people will miss Jesus by not responding, you know, to his directions, to things that, you know, he's requesting. You will miss it. You will miss that intimacy with him, right? When you don't respond, right? So, you know, I explained to you guys how to respond. So why is a response necessary? I kind of tiptoed into it, but the response is necessary. And I didn't even go into the definition. So you guys know I'm a word person. So the definition of response is a reaction to something, an answer to a question, an emotional reaction or a reply, right? So God was telling me, you know, when I was getting this together, that hearing is not enough. God requires a response, right? And you know how I explained it to you guys. We have to be childlike in his presence. That means ask questions, right? Like you may know what a promotion is. You know, God told you to get, you're going to get a promotion. And if we think it's going to automatically connect to a job, you're going to miss it because you didn't respond to God in a way where I don't know what you're talking about. Right? When you hear God speak, when you know God is speaking to you, you always have to go to him. That's why the danger of when prophetic words go forth, whether it goes from anybody, that you get it and you don't take it to him. Right? You need to take that word and dissect it. You know, God, what do you mean? You sent your servant, or I got this in prayer. I got this in my devotion. What are you talking about? Right? Because sometimes God will want to deal with you and with that word in pieces. So if you take it and run with it, you're going to miss your development in order to fit into where he's trying to take you. So, you know, like I said, he was telling me, you know, God requires a response. Don't take something, you know, especially with God. Don't take it and run with it because you already have your ideas on how something is supposed to go. You're supposed to go to God, you know, like I said, like you said, like he asking you something. Well, God, what do you mean by that? Even though no matter how degreed you are, no matter how, you know, well-versed you are in something, no matter how, like I said, educated, no matter how much you research, because I research stuff all the time. I research, I look through stuff all the time. And what I've learned, you know, in this long season of humility is to go to, when I go into the presence of God, I have to go to him like I know nothing, right? And I mean, not just act like it, but I have to go to him empty slate. God, I don't know nothing. And what I know is very little, right? Even though people can tell you you're smart, you're intelligent, you know, by earthly means, yes. But when it compares in comparison to the knowledge of God, I know very little, close to nothing. And he wants you to be so low in his presence that it's like you're yearning and you're thirsty for that water. Because when he speaks, it's like water. You want more. right? You want to keep on drinking, right? Come empty so you can leave full. That's it. He wants you to come to him so empty, so empty. And the problem that's going on is that we come to him so full, and there's no room for him to pour anything into us because we already know. We already know how this mamma jamma gonna go. We already know, God, what you're gonna do, because you told me through, you know, this servant of God. And you're forgetting the last time you prayed, the last time you had devotion, the last time you fasted, right? All of these things, so you can get closer to him and get a relationship with him, is null and void. And so then when he comes to you and tells you, you know, you just want my hand. You know, you don't worship me. You don't worship my hand. You worship me as being your father, your creator, right? You worship me as such. Don't worship my hand. Don't worship what I can give you, right? Because that means you're just treating him like a genie. You're just treating him like a vending machine, right? You're treating him like, God, you're going to do it. Okay. You get it. And then you go about your merry way. That is not the type of relationship he wants to have with us. So like I said, you know, hearing is not enough. You just hearing what he's saying, you just hearing directions is not enough. He requires a response. And like I said, it's the emotional reaction, a reply. And it's also an action, you know. What are we doing with what he tells us? You know, even if he does break it down to a way, because he's always going to break it down in a way where you have to do something, right? So, you know, like I said, it requires a response that way. And it's all to develop a relationship. You think about any relationship that you've ever been in, you know, I mean, it could be friendship. It can be, you know, romantic relationship. How successful is that when it's just one-sided, when one person is just telling you what to do, or that person is the only one talking? How successful really is that relationship, right? You'll say your friends is acting funny. You'll say, you know, the romantic relationship, well, he don't just, you know, you know, let's say you're the one that's asking questions or whatever. Well, he just leave. He go about his way when I say something and don't say nothing to me. You know, it don't feel good. And God doesn't like one-sided relationships. So, you know, and it's funny, if you notice a pattern in your life, sometimes God will even often ordain trouble in your life because he knows you're going to run to him and ask him about it. Like, he knows our thoughts and patterns. He's like, this is the only time she's going to come to me is when stuff go wrong. Yeah, that art of conversation. He wants a conversation. God just wants a conversation. That's what he wants. And I think we sometimes think because God is God, he doesn't want that. But you have to understand how that benefits us. That's like food to our spirit, right? When we talk to God, he talks to us. That's going to grow us spiritually. That's going to refine our hearing, our ears. It's going to open it up, right? So, you know, it's necessary for the relationship. God doesn't want a one-sided relationship. And to know that something is wrong when stuff don't go your way, and then you go back to him, he's like, He said, nope, because if I tell you something, you know, that you want to hear again, you're going to leave me again. And you're not even going to try to just even talk to me, just regular. Not even just say, you know, good morning, Jesus. Or thank you for waking me up. Thank you for putting air in my lungs, right? We're just going to just get up and just immediately tell God what he needs to do, right? Get up and tell God what he better do. That's how it come off to God, when you just get up praying and just telling God what he need to do and tell him to stop doing this. You can't go to him like that. That's why when you pray and everything, you have to open up and worship him. You know, I mean genuinely, not just do it and be like, let me get this out the way, because I know this is how it's supposed to go. Like I told you guys in the beginning, that's the danger of religion, of the religious spirit. you know, let's just get this out the way as part of the checklist. And then now I can get to what I really want. God don't want it like that. You know, he wanted to be organic, right? He wants you just to have a relationship with him. He wants you to talk to him. No matter what it is, if you're mad, you know, sad, angry, even when you're happy, right? He wants to hear about your day. And you like, God, you seen it. You seen my day. No, he wants to hear it from you because he loves to hear your heart, right? And it's something that you don't know, but he loves to hear, you know, maybe what he already knows, but he just loves to hear it, right? Just talk to him, right? So how do you know if you are, I think this is the last thing I have. How do you know if you are responding well? So in this, how do you know, he, like I'm gonna go through real quick. So I'm advocating you guys to respond when God speaks, right? And I'm also telling you guys, he requires a response. Just hearing him is not enough. So then this last thing is, how do you know if you are responding well? You know, God is a God that loves, you know, anything that is planted. He says, you will know them by their fruits. You know, so to know that you are responding well to God is, I mean, this is pretty much easy. It's growth. Growth is evident when you are responding well to him. When you're responding well to his voice, growth is evident. You're going to grow. Right? You're going to grow by leaps and bounds. You know, you guys know I'm not talking about naturally. You're going to grow spiritually. You're going to grow in your understanding. You're going to grow in your depth, you know, of him, your knowledge of him. You're going to grow even really digging truly who he is throughout his word. You know, you're going to grow. There's going to be fruit. There's going to be good fruit. So that's why when people act the way that they do and they say they have a relationship with God, it brings me to the question, well, is it one-sided, right? You know, I'm a constant checker of myself. You know, I always ask God, well, you know, you have to ask, if I'm not growing, if I'm not progressing in the way that God would want me to go, is this one-sided? Am I responding correctly, right? God, I just feel like I keep going in these cycles. You didn't have to ask, am I responding correctly? Am I just taking the information and running with it? And then when I hit a pothole, now I'm coming to him and saying, God, what happened? You know, you have to then ask yourself, God, am I responding to you correctly? Am I asking the correct questions? Am I allowing you to spread out a blueprint for me and not going by my blueprint, right? You know, because there's fruit. There's going to be growth. And like I said, it has nothing to do with numbers or, you know, anything like that. But you're going to grow in the spirit. You're going to grow in your knowledge of him. You're going to grow in your wisdom. You're going to grow, you know, in your actions toward your assignment. You're going to grow. You know, that's the evidence of responding well. And it's necessary because he wants you to grow, right? God wants you to grow. He wants to make good on his seed that he has planted on this earth. He wants you to grow by leaps and bounds. He wants you to be the tallest stock, right? The tallest, you know, plant, or, you know, he wants you to be the biggest thing that will draw people to him. Right now, look. Y'all know this thing, all roads lead to Jesus. He wants you to grow, not just for you just to be growing, right? He wants you to grow because the bigger that you are in the spirit, the more profound, the more radiant that you are, the more likely you're going to draw people to him. So you having them conversations, you responding to God is feeding your growth, feeding your spiritual growth so you can grow. So people can acknowledge you, like, hey, that man of God, that woman of God, got Jesus, I want to go because I see growth. I know this man talked to God. I know this woman talked to God, right? He wants that, right? So you're just not just taking what he says and running with it. You want to have those conversations because you're growing in the knowledge of him, right? And a lot of people just don't be into this stuff, but this is necessary in this season, right? Because God is speaking, you know, God is speaking, but the problem is just, we're not responding, right? We're not asking questions. We're taking it and we're going. God just said, I'm going to get a promotion. Okay. It must be my job. So I'm just going to go ahead and just start applying for this and da-da-da-da. He didn't tell you all that, right? He want me to move. So in your mind, you're deciding where you want to move and you ain't even ask him where to move, right? It could be a place you never thought of. It could be a place that wasn't even on your radar. And you just like, you know, you just thinking in your mind where you always wanted to go, and then you're going to move there. You know, this is for somebody, whoever watching this replay, whoever watching this, that is for somebody. You know, you might be thinking in your mind, you know, God told you to move. You've heard God, but you're not asking him where. You're not asking him when. You know, you're not asking him, well, God, how do I prepare? You're not asking him these questions, because in these questions and in his response is your growth, right? This is what's going to ready you for where he what he wants to do with you, right? Ask me how I know. I know this from experience. You know, I thought it was just because I was just nosy, always asking questions and stuff all the time. But it comes in handy when it comes to God, right? It's just, and it grows me. It prepares me in the places that he's promised me, right? And dreams and things that look like it's so big that I might can never get there or achieve that. And when I ask him about these things, it's like he gives me these small nuggets to chew on. He gives me these small directions. He's like, I want you to go here, but now let me start breaking it down. And because you asked, I'm going to give you the map. I'm going to give you the blueprint, but I'm not going to show you the whole map. I'm just going to give you one destination at a time. I'm just going to give you one task, or, you know, at a time. I'm just going to give you one thing to do at a time. And you're going to know, you know, like I said, because you're progressing, you know, he's going to reveal it more. He's going to expand it more. And it only comes from conversation and obedience, right? So anyways, that is it. You know, like I said, this is going to be a thought of the day at first, but I wanted to expound on it a little longer. And if you're just hopping on, you can catch the replay. Like I said, live on, it's on the Facebook page, the Songs of My Emotions podcast. And it's also on my YouTube channel, the Songs of My Emotions podcast. Like I said, it's consistent. It's not hard. It's not difficult. Just look it up on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell, you know, so you can get notification whenever, because sometimes I'll just randomly just go live and do a thought of the day, or just something I want to say God wants me to get on here. You know, you'll get notification of that, because sometimes I'm not on Mondays, and then you can get reels, whatever. But anyways, that is the end of this. I pray it bless you. And I know it's God when I do these things, because I feel lighter. I feel lighter. The weight, you know, gets a little lighter when I pour, right? When God tells me something and I give it, I feel so much lighter, because I know it's going to help someone. I know it's going to bless someone, because I'm obeying, right? I'm obeying my end. It's really not easy, you know, to get on here. You get used to it to a certain extent. But like I said, now he has me to a point where I have minimal notes. Like last week, I had no notes, right? Just want me to sit here and listen to him and talk. So I'm having conversations, you know, well, do you want me to say that? Do you not want me to say that? It's crazy. But, and it seems like on Mondays I get so tired, right? I'm not tired maybe any other time of the week, or I'm maybe doing okay, but it's just like Mondays is a push. So I know this will be a push for you all. So I thank you guys for tuning in. But before I go, You know, we don't do this, right? With Christians and so many Christian outlets and things that we do online. I don't see this, you know, where people are presenting Christ. If I'm talking about Christ, I'm going to give it to you, right? I'm going to tell you how to get the Holy Ghost gab. Definitely, right? I'm like, Lord, how do I know what to say? He said, because it ain't you, it's me. You know, talking, I'm just using you, right? So anyways, we talk about God, but no one ever tells people, rarely, that you can get him today, right? If you don't know Christ, if you backslid and like you didn't got so far away from God, you can get him. You can reestablish your relationship, or you can get a relationship with him. You don't have to wait to Sunday. You don't have to wait to a Bible study. You don't have to wait. And I believe if we presented him more in everything that we do, right, God gets the glory. And it's simple. It's in scripture. It's a plan of salvation, right? It's Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. This thing is a heart thing, right? It's not something that you just say with your mouth. This is something that you've gone through so much in your life. You're tired of going through these topsy-turvy things. You're tired of going through these cycles. It may even feel like now that you're going, that you hit rock bottom, right? But I'm telling you that this is something, you know, that especially this being Holy Week, right? This is something that you can confess and you can get Jesus today, right? You can take part in what he has done for us. He died and he rose on the third day. This is what Sunday is coming up, what we celebrate about, you know, that he died for our sins, you know, so that when we confess him, when we want him, right? And we take him in our hearts, and we confess it, that Lord, I was Lord over my life for a while. Now I want you to be Lord over my life, right? You could confess that today. Jesus, I want you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I am yours. And that doesn't mean that everything is going to be perfect. This is not a magic wand. This is not a snap your finger type of thing. But this is just knowing that you have the best shepherd, right? That will lead you to the reason why you were put on this earth. Why you were created. You will then start to experience life and know the reason why you're here. You know, it's easier to get to your purpose. You will know your purpose because God created you. So he's going to tell you, right? And don't stop there. Find a church, right? Find a church that preaches the Bible, that administers the Holy Spirit, right? That helps you, right? That counsels, that does all this stuff to help you through, because you're going to want to learn more, right? Help you know about the Bible. You might just be hearing Jesus right now. I don't know nothing else but what you just told me. That's why you go to a church. Be led, right? And they walk you through. Ask me how I know. I am a perfect witness of that testimony of, you know, I want Christ. I went to church. I got Christ. And I was just an open just book. And I was thirsty. I was hungry. You know, I wanted to know the word of God. I went to Sunday school, Bible studies. I wanted to know more, because let me tell you, if you just do this and just accept Christ in your heart, you know, the devil likes to confuse you, right? So you want to make sure and be solidified in your faith. And it's a constant thing, right? Like I said, it's not a magic wand, you know. But anyways, I thank you guys for tuning in. I will catch you next week. If you're just hopping on, just go back and watch the replay when I end this video. I pray that this blessed you, and I hope that this healed you in some kind of way. All right. So I see you guys later. Thank you.